On this day, 11th June 1921, Belfast RIC ambushed. Three members of the Springfield Road Barracks RIC force in Belfast were fired on yesterday afternoon, close to Cupar Street Falls Road. They were all wounded, one fatally. Constable James Glover, a married man from Antrim, died later. The wounded are Sergeant James Sullivan and Constable Hugh Sharkey. The police came down the Falls Road at about 12:45 p.m. As they were passing Cupar Street, around six men rushed out and fired at them. Constable Glover was seen to fall almost immediately. Though shot in the side, Sergeant Sullivan opened fire. Prior to falling, Constable Glover was seen to run as far as the Falls Road Library. An old man named William Donnelly was wounded in the leg. Donegal ports blockaded. By order of the competent military authority, trawlers plying between Derry and West Donegal ports have ceased to trade. Since the suspension of the train service, these trawlers had been carrying foodstuffs to West Donegal. The stoppage of the service is regarded as a sequel to the blocking of the roads and the attacks on trains in West Donegal, which is completely isolated. Clergymen on folly of partition. At the Presbyterian General Assembly yesterday, the veteran County Antrim clergyman, Reverend J.B. Armour, said that for 29 years he had taken a prominent part in the discussion of the Irish question, and he had stood very much alone. "You have had your elections, and there was a great deal of applause over the results, but there was a certain amount of personation and intimidation, cries of no and shame. Is it a shame that this partition is to take place? I agree. You have practically handed over your destinies to the landlord party of the Church of Ireland. I hope this Parliament will turn out all right, but I'm afraid that what Grattan said about the old Irish Parliament will probably be true of this Assembly. He said, 'I have witnessed its cradle. I have followed its hearse.' Sir James Craig deserves better than to be a kind of wet nurse to a kind of bastard Parliament. In my opinion, the time will come when he will rejoice that the hearse has arrived." Laughter. The moderator expressed the hope that the Reverend Armour will be spared to see the Ulster Parliament an undeniable success. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note: the Belfast IRA attack was directed at Constable Glover, whom it alleged had been implicated in police reprisals against Republicans. Reverend J.B. Armour, 1841 to 1928, a Presbyterian minister in Ballymoney, was the leading Ulster Protestant home ruler and a fearless critic of landlordism, Carson and partition.